Christmas Eve is upon us, Wes, and that means so is Packers-Vikings. It's time for Final Thoughts. All right, Wes, what's at stake?
Mike, momentum has defined the Packers' 2016 season, and they have a lot of it going into this final stretch. Four consecutive wins, but as Mike McCarthy cautioned this week when he met with the media, it's all about keeping that going now. If the Packers don't finish this thing out, those four straight wins don't mean anything. So this is a very important game for them, again, trying to continue this playoff push.
Yeah, for sure. And I say what's at stake, as it's been every week, is your playoff positioning. The Packers don't need any help anymore. This is control your own destiny time. You win this game against Minnesota, you guarantee yourself a shot at the NFC North title in Week 17 in Detroit, regardless of what the Lions do on Monday night. So I know there's wild card scenarios and scoreboard watching and all that, but beat the Vikings, and then it's time to play for a division championship. Wes, give me a player to watch.
Mike, I'm going to go with Clay Matthews for this one. I know the last few weeks he's been in a pretty limited role as mostly just a third down pass rusher, but talking with the media this week, he did say he feels a little bit better. He thinks that shoulder injury isn't going to limit him as much as it has the past couple games, and if he's able to kind of rip and shed and tear and really get through people, that could really help his pass rushing. As Winston Moss, the linebackers coach, said this week, they're looking for that one big play from Clay Matthews. I have a feeling against the Vikings, he's going
to
get it.
All right, I like the sound of that. And my player to watch, or I'll say players to watch, are the running backs for the Packers. Do I get to call them the M&M boys, Montgomery
you can if you want.
And Michael? We saw what they did last week, over 200 yards combined. Ty Montgomery, the big star, with 162 yards. Christian Michael chips in with a 42-yard touchdown run. The Packers are finding their running game at the right time of the season here in December for the stretch run. They got to keep that going. It's the little things, Wes. Give me one for Saturday.
Mike, a big guy here for the Minnesota Vikings, and especially their special teams, is Cordarrelle Patterson. He's been there for years, a Pro Bowl caliber returner. But one thing that's interesting with the way the Vikings have used him in the second half of the season, he's had a bigger role on offense, using a lot of receiver screens, things trying to get him the ball in the open field. And it's worked for them at times. So I think that's one thing, both on special teams with the kickoff return, but also on offense now. The Packers have to be really aware of where he's at all times.
Yeah, for sure. You got to make sure you tackle that guy, because he can break tackles and turn big plays. My little thing is to protect the football. During this four-game winning streak the Packers are on, just one turnover by the offense. It was on a fumbled snap down by the goal line against Houston. That's been it. The Packers have to keep that going, keep protecting the football, and keep winning that turnover battle. Wes, I say the Packers win if they can get after Sam Bradford. We saw them do a good job of that back in week two in Minneapolis, but Bradford stood in there, took the hits, and made some big plays down the field. This Vikings offensive line is where they've struggled the most on offense, and if the Packers can get that pass rush going like it was a couple weeks ago against Seattle, kind of took a week off against the Chicago Bears, wasn't what the Packers needed, get after the quarterback and take away those big plays, and I like Green Bay's chances.
Yeah, Mike, one thing that's interesting about this matchup, Aaron Rodgers said this week he feels a lot better with that calf injury. He's hoping to be closer to 100%. But one thing that really emerged in that win a week ago was the run game. Keep that going with, as you mentioned, Ty Montgomery, Christian Michael. Those guys in December can be invaluable for this offense. They had a hard time running the ball against Minnesota as far as getting it established the first time. You do that the second time against the Vikings, could be a big key to victory.
Yeah, for sure. I like that. And with that, we'll sign off on Final Thoughts for now. But stay tuned to Packers.com and all your social media channels for your in-game and post-game updates. Happy holidays and enjoy the game, everybody.